Transport in a farm town. Most of the cars are as ancient as some of the drivers, but they run as smooth as oiled hinges. Here the men can repair anything made before computers. And here, where the only fast traffic fractions the town in half on Highway 87, Mustangs are one horse powered with their leather on the outside. No stoplights have ever reddened the skyline. The last bus that delivered people died from greyhound greed, and trains are memories in elderly minds of President Truman waving from a caboose, like Sadie Farrell's, whose kids finally took her driver's license away after she drove into a ditch thinking it was the gas station. So they gave her a golf cart with a red flag, a waving warning to others that she can't see without binoculars. Everyone hopes she won't meet Howie, whose wife always drove him until she died, who's legally blind but rides his garden tractor around town anyway. And heaven forbid Sadie should meet a 12-year-old whose license was issued by honest farm labor, qualifying him to sneak a jalopy into town on a Saturday night. There are enough pickup trucks and four-wheelers to justify the redneck club on Main Street. And by God, nobody better mess with 80-year-old Erna, who rides her Harley in from Haver every so often.